back home, reflections on the time in Sweden last week, Warren?
It was a good week by the result. As I said, that, you know, we're disappointed with the result, but, you know, fantastic performance by the boys again against the top drawer team. You know, it was a good week together with the players, getting them to know each other a little bit more, the new ones coming in. Fair play to the club for letting us go out for that extra couple of days to prepare right, but, you know, we've got a good mix in there. And, you know, we're back now and the focus is on, as I said, the start of the league campaign in, what, 9 to 10 days?
Building up towards that, you have a couple of games in the next few days.
Yeah, we've got, there's a one tomorrow against Ariake, which I think it'll be mostly the reserves. But, you know, Wednesday night there's going to be a lot of first-teamers plus a couple of players want to have a look at coming into play. I think it's important for them, you know what I mean? To get a game on the belt, obviously, you know, they've been first class, the boys that haven't been involved in the European games. You know, I said to them it's a hard one because you're putting four competitive games into maybe, you know, the first 2 weeks of what you want to really do in pre-season. And to be fair, you know, the other ones that haven't been playing have been absolutely top drawer, but it's a good chance for some of them to play. And also, I think, you know, some that maybe lacked a little bit of game time through injuries, you know what I mean, fire them in for 45 to 60 minutes and get a game.
Will that be the last of the friendlies then, the Bangor match on Wednesday?
Yeah, well, because I think, you know, I'm not going to push the players. I think, you know, come Saturday, the boys will be working hard for the next 40-odd weeks. And I've said to them, look, you've been fantastic up until now. You know, we'll work on a few, one or two things on the training ground, what way I want to go. Start sharpening them up now in the next 9 to 10 days, gearing for the first game of the season at Portadown.
That's where the focus is now. It's what it's all about, really, the bread and butter, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you know, I hear people saying that, oh, they've done this last year in Europe. They were great in Europe and then start the league campaign. But listen, people talk, that's a new changing room and the spirit in there is fantastic. And I'm not going to say it's going to happen, but, you know, I'm a believer in looking to the future, not into the past. And as I said that there, it's my way, it's what I want to do. And, you know, I think I've got a good mix in, honest boys who want to work hard. And, you know, they're itching, you know, they're I have to pull the reins off them sometimes because, you know, they're that eager, you know, to keep playing football. But as I said, you know, they're all, we'll keep our feet in the ground. We look forward to the game next Saturday. But, you know, we'll start working on bits and pieces throughout the week.
Sammy Morrow's back out training. How's he coming on?
Yeah, Sammy obviously felt his knee in the Cowdenbeath game. But, you know, he's got a rest this time of season. You're going to pick up injuries. It's important, you know, before the points go on the board in the games, you know, to make sure everyone's right. So, you know, I told them there's no heroes in training. Anyone feels anything, step out. And Sammy, you know, he's let it rest. And, you know, hopefully he'll start training by the end of the week.
Great for Rhys Glendinning to be called up for his country.
Well, I said this, you know, people raised a few eyebrows at me throwing him in against AEK. But, listen, I've seen something about the kid. You know, there's no fear. He gets his head down, he works hard. And he proved it. You know, Stevie Craigan and Robbo, to be fair to them, were on the phone to me when I was out in Sweden saying, look, is it possible if, you know, we can't get him? Obviously, if you're still in Europe, yes. You know, he'll obviously go with yous, but if we can get him to come to the Milk Cup, and I left it open with a lad, I said to him, look, you know, it's great. It's a privilege playing for your country. And, you know, I'm delighted he's been called up, and I've no doubt whatsoever that, you know, he won't let himself down. He won't let Northern Ireland down. And hopefully he comes through the game against China.
Are you happy with the squad, or are you still keeping your eye out for anybody you're coming available?
You're always keeping an eye out for anyone that comes available because I think, you know, you've got to. It's important to be honest because you're never happy with what you've got. If better players come out there, then you're always going to look at them. And, you know, until that window closed, I'll be trying my hardest to maybe bring one or two more in.
What's the mood in the camp after the Sweden result?
Listen, the boys are fantastic. You know, they had a good bonding session after. They sat and had a chat together. I think it's important, you know, got their rest in. enjoyed the weekend off because, you know, it's tough travelling. You know, it's tough travelling where coming away and then going back into it 94 or 24/7. So I think it was important to give them a rest. And listen, they've been eager tonight there again. They've been fantastic.
And just finally, a word for our girls who play a cup semi-final and a cup final against the Glens this week.
Well, good luck to them. You know, they've been fantastic this year. And as I said, if you know, it'd always be nice to get one over the old enemy. And hopefully they'll be going into the game full of confidence and get the right result.
Great stuff. All the best. Brilliant. For the down all right. Saturday.
Thank you.